You are listening to a podcast from thelowell.org, Lowell's news on the web.
After taking a dozen online multiple choice quizzes from Sorting Hats, not SparkNotes, I kept getting mixed results from my Hogwarts house placement. The quizzes let me get a taste of Hufflepuff, Gryffindor, and Ravenclaw, but the various Sorting Hats never settled on who, in essence, I was. Finally, after a rigorous Sorting Hat test identified me as a Hufflepuff, oh snap, my sorting on Pottermore officially confirmed my Hufflepuff status. As anyone who has followed Harry Potter's school years knows, at the Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry, a young witch or wizard can be sorted into one of four houses: Gryffindor, Ravenclaw, Slytherin, or Hufflepuff. Each house is stereotypically known for housing students with certain qualities. The brave belong to Gryffindor, the brainy to Ravenclaw, the cunning are sorted into Slytherin, and the leftover lame students, lacking intrepid, intelligent, or illicit characteristics, end up in Hufflepuff. When I first saw the results of the first personality test, I felt as angsty as Harry feels when he returns to the Dursleys every summer. At the time, I believed that Hufflepuffs were a lot of duffers, as Hagrid calls them in the Philosopher's Stone. As Draco Malfoy said in the same book, imagine being in Hufflepuff. I think I'd leave, wouldn't you? After the initial panic, I took the only logical course of action. Renewed panic, but this time consulting my Harry Potter guru friend. Instant messaging her in all caps, I explained my situation, hoping for reassurance that I was surely a Gryffindor or a Ravenclaw like herself. Surely, the sorting hat had a glitch. Instead of quickly reassuring me of the website's mistake, however, she told me Hufflepuffs were actually pretty cool. In the nicest way possible, she pointed out that I'm not exactly courageous or brave enough to be a Gryffindor, and not at all cunning and vain enough to be a Slytherin. Most of all, she said that I just seem a lot more like Hufflepuff, mostly because I try to be friendly all the time. Despite my friend's reassurance, it took some time to adjust to my Hufflepuff status. Sure, it might be more boastworthy to be in the brave or the smart house, but Hufflepuff can be cool too, right? I'm sure the lame reputation is just another false stereotype. After all, my trusted Harry Potter guru has read the series at least 5 times, so she knows what's up. I looked up more about Hufflepuff, and I saw that it actually fit me very well. Those in Hufflepuff are known for being especially friendly, loyal, impartial, patient, and hardworking, all qualities I see in myself. When I meet someone new, I greet them with a smile and a handshake. I always try to make things fair for others, whether it is by dividing Sombrady Bots every flavored beans evenly between people, or thinking of rules to increase the sportsmanship in a match of Quidditch. When I get interested in a project, I put all my effort into it. I'm a bit shy. I don't want to stand out or embark on either brave or shady deeds, or be brilliant all the time. Being a trustworthy friend is more important to me. Now I see that I fit the mold of a Hufflepuff perfectly. How could I possibly be in any other house? I'm also in the company of some pretty boss alumni. Nymphadora Tonks, one of the coolest characters in Harry Potter, who was a Hufflepuff. Tonks was a metamorphmagus, which means that she could change her physical appearance at will. She was just as witty as any Ravenclaw, as well as being skilled at flying, dueling, and other nifty magical skills. Tonks broke the stereotypes of a Hufflepuff by getting high marks on her newts and dynamically catching dark wizards as part of her job, as well as bravely fighting to the end in the Battle of Hogwarts. Others aren't as easily swayed as me, though. A less accepting Facebook friend posted, "I got sorted into Hufflepuff. I'm so pissed," after her sorting on Pottermore. And many of my friends still snicker when I boast about my house. Loyalty and kindness aren't as distinguishable as courage or wit. But Hufflepuffs are just as nifty, if not niftier, than the more famous houses. As long as I know that Hufflepuffs are spiffy and I have my supportive Harry Potter guru to back me up, I'm proud to wear my black and yellow scarf and to be a Hufflepuff honey badger.